Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you. Here you go. Oh, not, no, not that. Here, I'll just keep it. That's fine. Thanks, Charles. All right. I even put fresh batteries in this morning. All right, let me see how I can do this. Hang on. Okay, is that better? Okay, good. Thank you. Oh, there may be on a map that you're looking at, there might not be some kind of marker that shows where you're at, like the new Wawa on the corner. That's not on any map yet. But you're still on the journey, and you're still going where you need to get. Jesus is on his journey somewhere in this area. He may be in Jerusalem, he may be at Bethphage, but he's speaking to his disciples, he speaks to us, and he gives to us an opportunity to walk in the way of his kingdom. And that's what we hear today. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I'm under until it is completed. Do you think I came to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division. There are four mileposts that Jesus speaks of here in this journey of everlasting life and to his kingdom. One of them is fire. One of them is baptism. He talks about peace, and he talks about division. In the journey of salvation, these mark Jesus' reason for coming. They also mark our existence in the kingdom. Fire and baptism, peace, division. Some of these we might say, yeah, Lord, I can see that's part of your kingdom work, but some of them are a little bit more a struggle for us. And maybe it's a little easy to lose our way in these truths that Jesus expresses. Some, Jesus is saying, will reject me. They'll reject you because of me, causing division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other. Jesus lays that truth out. And he explains it more in verse 53 and following, that in our relationships, that might be expressed. We might know that in our own families. We might be dealing with that in the struggles of some who know Jesus and some who have rejected him. And that causes heartache and division in our relationships. And it might even lead and cause us to want to despair. But until that final breath, there is always hope. There's always the opportunity for the division that sin and unbelief brings to be reconciled in the kingdom of God. Jesus also says, some will seek to adjust the kingdom for their liking. He said to the crowd, when you see how it is you see these things that are unfolding, how is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? And Jesus particularly speaking to his disciples because he was the Messiah revealed, God's Son, before them in flesh. How is it that you can't see who I am? And so we have that good news of Jesus in the living word of the scriptures. How is it that people still can't see that Jesus is the Messiah? And I might be tempted, maybe you are too at times, to reinterpret then, to make sense to me why people can't understand. Maybe to excuse my doubt, maybe even my unbelief, like Luke alluded to in his talk just a few minutes ago. Or to give up wrestling with some of these mysteries that are before us that mark life and this journey of salvation in the kingdom. Jesus reminds us, here's the milepost marker that I give to you as I am your map of salvation. I have come to bring fire on the earth. A consuming fire. The fire of God the Father's justice that condemns sin and brings that separation from sheep and goats, those who are in him and those who have rejected. But it's a fire that is just, that the Father exercises in his righteousness. It's not for us to judge or exercise, but for the Father in his purpose of why he sent his son. You reject the sacrifice of Jesus, then there's going to be the fire of my righteousness consuming you. And I have a baptism to undergo, a baptism that anoints me into this messianic calling, this purpose for which I've come to give myself to you. Do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? Those messages that the angels sang at Jesus' birth, peace and goodwill to men from God? Or do you think that message that Nicodemus raised up when he held me in his arms that day that I was presented in the temple, that this is the one who brings peace, is the kind of peace that you're longing for? I have come to bring peace on earth for the peace that you need, a peace that reconciles with your heavenly Father, that you might be one with him, reconciled as a daughter and a son in his righteousness. No, I tell you, when I come, as I'm here among you, even as I live in your hearts, I've come to bring division, a harsh reality of the message of the gospel. But for you who know me, that old sinful Adam, that old sinful Eve, that old sinful mankind nature has been divided, circumcised from you. In your baptism, when you were washed, anointed in the fire of God's justice to bring you out from death to life, when you were brought not to be an alien anymore, but a very child of the kingdom, when you were brought into the fellowship of the saving God, and all of that which would divide you from the Father was removed from you. This is why I've come. And you know it. And everyone who knows me knows it. And this is the message that you bear to the world. These are mileposts in your life of Jesus, the map of our salvation that marks who we are as God's people. From now on, then, Jesus says to his disciples, we pick this up in verse 42, a mile marker for you and me today. Because the way that Jesus catches this phrase, from now on, it's a direct imperative with ongoing activity. In other words, this is your life. You who are in me, from now on, this is what your life is going to be like. These markers that show that I love you, and that you love me, and that you care about the message of salvation. From Hebrews chapter 12, in verses 1 and 2, we hear about how these markers are expressed in us. Let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles. Putting this aside, let these things that entrap us and ensnare us, that hinder us, that we've been forgiven from, let them take the off-ramp, no longer a part of our journey, but putting them aside and running the race to which we've been called in faithfulness, steadfast in the word. And that speaks to my daily discipline and yours too, that each day begins in the word of the Lord. Maybe not necessarily a set-apart devotional time, maybe it does too, but a devotional time sometime during the day. But the very first thought when our feet hit the floor that enters our heart and mind, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, for I am his child, and I belong to him, and he's going to use this day for his glory even through me, because I've been freed from sin and everything that entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us, continuing in this journey of salvation that Jesus has brought us into, even fixing our eyes on Jesus, for he is the pioneer, he's the perfecter of our faith. A mile marker in your life and mine as we run this race is that we're called into peace as we know it with our Father, so with each other as well. That peacemaking might be that opportunity that's expressed through this living faith in Christ Jesus. That people who know you and me would know that we are seeking peace, and that we bring that message of peace in the life of Jesus Christ. This is the opportunity that we have as God's people in the map of Jesus that allows us to run this race with perseverance marked out for us and continue on the journey with him as his disciple, as he leads us to grow in this gift of faith and the blessing of his kingdom, as he moves us closer and closer one day to making all things new, even raising these bodies to be with him in his glorious presence, to be reunited with all of those gone on before us and before the throne to adore and sing the praises forever of the Lord our God. This is our journey of faith in which Jesus has brought us into. May it be a joy and a delight for you, us together as God's people every day. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of hearing your word and being in it, and for your word impacting our hearts and lives and moving us in this journey of faith to declare the wonders and praises of who you are. Thank you for loving us, Lord. We love you too and want this truth to be expressed. So come, Holy Spirit, and empower and bless us mightily as your people, so that all who know us would know Jesus in us. In your name and to your praise we pray. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that passes our understanding so keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting as you journey in this journey of faith into the kingdom with Jesus your Savior.